Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So, in anticipation of the premiere of Falcon and the Winter Soldier this week, I took some time to rewatch some of the older MCU movies to refresh myself on both Falcon and Winter Soldier's storylines. This led me, naturally, to Captain America: Civil War. The movie finally brings to a head the ideological differences between Tony and Steve that had been brewing since they met in the first Avengers movie. Remember when Steve accuses Tony? "I know guys with none of that worth 10 of you. I've seen the footage. The only thing you really fight for is yourself. You're not the guy to make the sacrifice play, to lay down on a wire and let the other guy crawl over you." Steve never really moves beyond that point of view, that Tony is all about himself. And meanwhile, Tony sees that Steve has such a high view of the value of personal morality, and low view of thinking outside the box, that he cannot accept any chain of command other than to that personal morality. Steve represents personal freedom and individual responsibility. And to Tony, Steve's virtue is so upfront that Tony comes away with a bad taste in his mouth. "That's the guy my father raved about?" By the time this comes to a head in Civil War, you can see this fully developed to the point where the threat, "Put on the suit, let's go a few rounds," finally shows up. However, Steve's model of individual responsibility is starting to show some flaws. He loves his friend Bucky, but is unable to reconcile the duality of his best friend and the Winter Soldier existing in the same person, and unwilling to hold him accountable for the horrible things that he did in his past. He wants to offer him essentially a cheap grace. Yet as they're flying off into hiding at the end of the movie, Bucky says what Steve can't acknowledge. "It was still me doing those things." Bucky doesn't want that cheap grace. He wants full restoration. And Steve's sense of pursuing what's right pushes him into hiding in isolation with the others who he convinced to resist the government. He promises to be available when Tony really needs him, but his individualism has become what is right in my own eyes. Meanwhile, the tale of Tony's supposed selfishness continues on. He's already had one opportunity to prove Cap wrong when he redirects a nuclear missile through a portal created by the Tesseract, showed himself willing to sacrifice his life to save New York City and his teammates. However, he does not stop there, and Tony's selfishness giving way to sacrificial altruism when the chips are actually down comes to complete fruition in Avengers Endgame. Despite his initial protestations that he has finished fighting, something inside him refuses to let him sit if there's a problem to solve that he could help others. Indeed, he even sacrifices his life to save everyone at the end of the movie. Now, the Apostle John in chapter 3 of his first epistle states in part, "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. And this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." The uncomfortable, self-sacrificial, altruistic love is our calling as Christians. And sometimes it feels like our battles with the world are ones of personal morality, of keeping ourselves holy and pure and making sure that we have obeyed God's precepts. However, the mark of the Christian is not purity, but love. And not a passive love, but an active love. When we see people in need, when we look at the world, we are called to go into it to serve others, to set aside our own comfort and reservations, to follow where God leads. The Apostle Paul speaks of being all things to all people, and he refers to doing whatever is necessary to be a faithful witness. If that means he sets aside ingrained prejudices, so be it. If that means he submits to starvation, beatings, death, so be it. Steve's morality directs him to lay down his life. And in the early part of Captain America: The First Avenger, he demonstrates this by jumping on the grenade in the parade ground. However, he's not the one who gets consistently shown putting his money where his mouth is. Instead, it's Tony who puts money, influence, ongoing family relationships, life itself, up to sacrifice in service of others. We need to follow Paul's example of becoming all things to all people, of loving them, whatever it takes, to show them God's heart. And we also need to beware of letting personal morality overrule the calling to love. 1 Corinthians states that the greatest virtue is love, and Christ declares that the greatest commandments are to love God and love others. So let ourselves be guided by his love, and seize every opportunity to display God's love, setting aside any selfishness and protestations of personal protections. Remember, our possessions are not ours anyway. They are entrusted to us by God. Our concern is not for the things that we have, but the people we interact with, the men and women formed in the image of God. Love them, and God will sort out the rest. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God's Word. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo. And remember, to be awesome, in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.